Hey, you're here with Hi Hos and Bimbos.
This is your hosts, Anna and Hannah.
Hello. We are here today with Kalia Hirsch and Sophia Hoffman.
Our lovely guests.
Sophia has been on the show previously.
Yep. Yeah.
Hammocking. But we are sitting in my car at City Park. I have a 2013 Passat. That's the car.
I have no car yet.
But you got your license, right?
Yes.
Yes.
At last.
Going into senior year, like, finally getting your license probably feels
like
really great.
Like a year and a half later than I was supposed to have it, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I feel kind of old now.
Damn.
Because I also have a job and a credit card. No, debit card.
Oh, wow. See, yeah. And oh, we are also at City Park, of course, because, you know, half the time we are. And we got hella skeeter bites.
Yeah, that's why we're in the car, honestly. So, yeah, it's August 12th here in Colorado. The weather's nice. The parks are warm. I went boating today.
There's some nice
It's
breeze.
Been hella humid. The it's beginning humid. Of the summer was hella humid, which is why there's hella skeeters.
Yeah.
Fuck the skeeters.
Fuck the skeeters.
Guys,
exactly.
There are no skeeters like there are in Alaska, though.
That's
true. No,
wait,
but it's cold there. How do they live?
What? Not the northern part?
Or
the
Alaska?
Southern part is very warm. It gets as warm as here.
Oh, really?
I mean,
no way.
Not like 90s, but wasn't
it
like 80s and 70s?
Like,
yeah,
constantly?
It was 90s.
Oh, it was
90s.
What? Yeah. Wow, well, look at
what
that.
The fuck? That's in Alaska?
Fun. Yeah, and there's so much moisture from all the snow melt.
I thought it
that
was
the mosquitoes
like
breed in the puddles.
Oh, shit.
I thought it was like the North Pole.
And so there are mosquitoes everywhere.
That's so gross. I hate mosquitoes so
That's
much.
That's gnarly. Yeah.
Okay, even though like mosquitoes provide a food source for spiders. We don't
no,
need
they
them.
They really don't, though. Spiders eat so many other things.
Yeah, and
That's
how do
true.
They even
mosquitoes,
get in the air to
mosquitoes,
mosquitoes,
I think, are literally the one, like, animal on this planet that, like, nothing
without.
Would fall
oh,
apart without them.
And ticks. Nothing eats ticks.
Oh!
Ticks only
ticks suck!
Blood. Yeah, ticks suck.
They
Dude. Lyme's
literally.
Yeah, that's funny, that's funny. I am... Listeners out there, listen to this. I fucking hate ticks. They scare the shit out of me.
Dude, I can't walk in grass because I'm like, huh.
They scare me
one.
So much. And I've never had one. No, I've never had one, but it became very real for me
I've
because
one
time we were at Young Life and Chelsea had a tick in her chest right here.
Dude,
oh, no.
I think
and came out and I was like, hell no, absolutely not.
Okay, there was mm-hmm. one on my scalp and I felt it because I felt something like on a bump on my scalp and my mom took it out, but I don't know if the head ever came out, so I might ended up getting Lyme's disease.
Dude, I work for a lady who has got Lyme's disease when she, Lyme disease is what it's called.
No, Lyme's, that's how
no,
you
it's
pronounce
Lyme.
It. No, I promise you.
Anyway, got Lyme's disease.
And,
at 22 and didn't find out till she was 48.
What does it affect even? I'm not
Your
really.
Brain.
Like what though?
What does?
What specifically?
Pull that out the window, will you?
Yeah.
Is it going down?
No.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
We'll
it's
cut
okay,
this part
I
out.
It.
Anyway. Okay, so what are
Here,
we talking
can,
about?
Let's.
It is not going down. Fucking broken.
Did it? I don't
know. You could maybe help it with your hand.
Okay, go.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
That works.
Then you'll just have to help it up.
Yeah.
All right. What were we talking about?
Oh, so
megalodons.
Mosquitoes.
Oh,
megalodons, dude.
I honestly,
they are real.
We should watch the Meg.
No.
I hear it's really cheesy,
yes,
and it only
awful.
Got like two
it's
stars.
You know
I would
what?
Love
I'm
to watch,
watch
it.
The new
yes.
47 meters down.
Yeah.
No.
I want to
no,
watch the first
no,
one. I haven't seen it. What is
it's
47
good.
Meters down like?
Okay,
it's
so
the
these
one,
two
yeah.
girls go on like a shark diving like. Excursion?
No, so they're on vacation in Mexico, and then these really sketchy guys that they meet are like, hey, do you guys want to go shark diving tomorrow? And so they do, and it's like a really jank-ass cage, and then they end up, like, the rope that's holding it to the boat snaps, and they fall all the way down, and then they have to, like, live off the, like, air that they have, because they're really far down, and the people, like, they can't swim that far, you know? And so they have to, like... try and swim up, but there's like a shark that starts circling them
and it like but the, it's really unrealistic because the shark is like trying to eat them, but sharks are not actually interested in eating humans. They did a test on Shark Week where they put a bunch of human blood in the water and no sharks came, so
yeah.
that is a lie.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I love Shark Week.
Yeah, it's so good.
Shark Week is probably the best week in the summer. Just kidding. Honestly, it's definitely.
No, it is, because listen up.
Well, During
the same week, it's Christmas in July.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's like a bomb ass week.
Dude, and also every year, like this summer we went to Young Life Camp during Shark Week. Last summer we went to Young Life Camp during Shark Week. Sophomore year we went backpacking during Shark Week.
Yeah.
It's always been pretty good. You guys went camping. What?
They record it.
Mmm.
We could watch.
We could. We recorded at my house too.
We could. Let's go. Let's do that.
Looks like on demand tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Shark Week o'clock. But also, 4th of July week is the best other week.
But. Yeah, but sorry. Then, like, yeah.
Well, more like just the day.
Yeah. The day. It's the best day of summer. Actually, yeah. No, the first day of summer is also bomb.
The last time
Day of summer is bomb.
Shark Week all week. I was in Virginia Beach, and yeah. I made my little sister sit down every day and watch it. So she wouldn't go in the ocean.
Wait, why? Because you didn't want to...
I don't know. I just wanted to freak her the fuck out. And then I'd be like, Emily, come in the ocean. I like pick her up and run into the waves with her squealing.
Okay, wait. Do you guys know...
you really fucked her up, dude.
Yeah, she's
bad. Do you guys know Miss DeCall?
Yeah.
The Spanish teacher? Okay, last night... Okay, you know how I'm a lifeguard?
Yeah.
Last night I had a dream that Miss DeCall and her family came to our pool... And I was, like, on duty, and I just let her daughter drown, and it was so scary. She really looked like... Okay, no, I'm not gonna say that. That's racist. I mean, like, it's not trying to be racist. I'd say this with a white person, too, but, like, since I'm saying it because they're, like, black, it's probably gonna sound really racist. That's but she good. Looked like a freaking hippo in my dream.
Oh no, that's because she's fat.
Yeah.
That's not a racist joke. And that's because she's fat.
It wasn't even that's an obesist.
Yeah, that's an obesist joke.
Is that a fat joke?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. Discretion. We should put trigger warning on our video. We should put them on all of them.
Fat, don't listen to this.
No, just if...
Oh, my God.
If you have a hard time taking jokes... Maybe don't listen to our podcast.
If you're a pussy, don't listen to our podcast.
That's promo. Our first caption on Instagram. You
if you're a pussy, jokes, don't listen to our podcast. I mean, shit, it's already a touchy subject because of the weed part, but, like, other than that, you know, it's just hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But we go too crude sometimes, you know?
I think that my issue is I'm too blunt and I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind.
Oh, I'm very blunt.
That turns out racist a lot.
Dude, Miss Cassidy, freshman year, told me that I was the most blunt person she knew because I have no feelings.
I just, like, can't.
No, I have no feelings. I really don't. It's why me and Anna work. What? No. I just, like... Dude, no, I have
just
feelings.
Not sensitive,
I'm not
know?
Sensitive. I'm I'm empathetic, but I'm not sensitive, which is why me and Anna are really good friends because we just are like
balance each other.
We tell each other sad things, and then we're just like, okay.
In a relationship, yeah. I struggle because I am not sensitive enough to like feel feelings.
Okay, yeah. Me.
Same with me. Frank is very sensitive. It's hard to date him.
Okay, imagine being with Tyler fucking Carroll.
Tyler Carroll is sensitive.
Oh my God.
And you're not very sensitive.
I'm like not. I
yeah,
don't
that's
get
why we get along as well. I enjoy that.
Honestly,
that's why also me and Julia get along too.
Hey,
I didn't say it to you. I was saying it to those trees.
Oh, good. So.
Yep.
How sensitive are people really defines the relationship, guys.
Yeah, that's it's just, like, hard to deal with if you're with someone who's really sensitive because, like, you want to be your full self, but if your full self is the least insensitive person, it doesn't work that well.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that
exactly.
Ambulance?
Like, I just really, I don't know. I think I'm good at getting over things quick, too.
Me too. Like, I'll be, like, sad about it for, like, probably, like, 5 seconds, and then I'm like, fuck
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And that's not just, like... things, it's just, like, if something happens, I get over it very quickly with, like, any aspect of life. I don't know. Like, yeah. You feel
that way,
too?
You have to see the good in things, too.
Yeah, I'm very good at doing that. I'm very good at moving on and being like, whatever, fuck it. Let's go.
I think I always, like, feel like it's gonna be easier moving on than it actually is.
Yeah.
Like, I still feel like I struggle a lot less, but...
I think you feel things very deeply if they hit you in a certain place that you're very like passionate and like invested in.
Yeah.
And then it holds on to you for a while.
Yeah.
That's like I think why Hannah and I are different. Like something will hurt and then we're like,
yeah.
Like I don't like think graduation. About it later.
I feel like the only aching I had was because you were still in trouble. That's
aww.
It. I was, dude. Like the day afterwards, I was like, whatever.
Not remorseful about graduation whatsoever.
No, it's a funny story to tell. It really is. Like, okay, yeah. People are gonna be like, God, that girl is such a little fucking partier. But really, it was like two mics. Each. Yeah. So, like, we weren't really being partiers. We were just, many more people were drunk at graduation. We were that's just the only true. People who got caught about it. And that was Emma Haynes' fault.
It was disclaimer. Emma Haynes, you figured it out?
Yeah, she was talking loudly about it, I guess. And what someone was she told, saying? I don't know. She was just talking loud about it. She saw, I don't think she did. Oh. I think she, I don't really know. Because I don't know. I didn't check the people because Keegan was like,
Whitney.
Taking off.
Oh, those people were taking off. No, maybe it was.
Anyways, disclaimer. I'm not. I don't really. Emma Haynes, if you're listening to this, I don't really give a shit.
Nah, it's fucking funny.
Yeah. You gave us a cool story. Listen, I'm going to ask you guys in 20 years if you remember things about your graduation. You're going to be like,
no.
I just walked across the stage. My diploma, took pictures. We have a funny fucking story to tell.
Yeah, I was just so confused because it said the person was like, Anna Campbell, didn't see an Anna Campbell walking forth.
Yeah, I'm really glad they didn't say my name. It's just because you were, were you in front of me? Oh, no.
Yeah, way in front.
No,
your diploma's already taken out of the stack, Hannah, because when I came back to the table, there was a stack that was shorter. And they're alphabetical, and we looked, and we were like, yep, work would have been there.
Damn. It was embarrassing at first, and then when I told people what actually happened, they were like, oh.
That's just funny.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
What does Lola think about it?
Who's Lola?
Lola is my grandmother. I don't know. After I told them what happened, that we had a one half white claw at a party, at a grad party before we went.
Yeah.
And we just caught... There was a picture posted of us with them in our hand.
Oh, what'd they think? Were they like, damn it, Hannah?
No, they were like, damn it, Hannah, but they were also like, that's stupid. You should have still been able to walk. Like, your class was mostly drunk.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm pretty sure I was drunk at my graduation. Like,
dude, everyone was. Yeah, so. Oh, well.
That was fine.
Yeah, it's a fun time to be, and I love the picture on my Instagram.
Oh my god.
Of us, and with you too. I love the picture of you getting breathalyzed.
That's my favorite picture.
Wish I got one of me getting breathalyzed. Get fuck. Oh, so good.
Bring it to college.
Yeah, yes! That would be so funny, dude. So funny.
What's that picture of? Oh, I couldn't pass my last high school test.
So good. So good.
That was good.
Didn't pass the last test. Oh,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I want to print that out just because that's funny. And then I'll put it with the picture of me standing next to the cop.
I almost posted it on my real Instagram. And then my mom was like, someone told me they saw a picture of you being breathalyzed. And you're so embarrassing. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I really was. Nick's mom asked me. She was like, did you guys get any pictures at least? And I was like, well, yeah, we got some, but with the police officers. She's like, oh, can I see them? And I was like, okay. And they were all in a row. She swiped them. And then she was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of funny. And then she was like, oh, I love you girls like you're my daughters.
Okay, well, I'm really sad that you guys are leaving.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Anna and I head off to NAU in... Oh, wait, I have a countdown.
Are you guys going to drive together?
Should really meet in the middle and switch out.
To.
Yeah, we should do, like...
I feel bad leaving my parents together, though.
With grandma?
You want my grandma to ride with Diane? That would be so funny.
How would they? No, I can't do that to your parents. That would be so rude of me. That would be so rude to stick my grandma with them. She's fucking crazy. She had a stroke a few years ago, and now she, like, doesn't really have a filter at all. Like, zero.
Do you have a stroke?
No, well, okay, listen. I have a little filter, but, like, I think I have, like, a 25%, 30% filter.
Yeah, probably around the same.
Yeah, so, like, it's minimal, but she has literally zero. She says the craziest stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she's weird.
That's gonna be me in probably, like, 10 years, honestly.
You think?
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because Bubka's genes are in me, and if I'm already like this, then
yeah, move. Bubka's a little bit like Diane. That's her name, right?
Did I tell you how I had to save Bubka's life when I went to the East Coast?
No.
Oh my fucking god. This was the worst moment of my life. So we were all, like, rafting on this river there that was big as fuck. And there was a shit ton of rapids. And Bubka was in a ducky, and I was in a ducky, and then, like, my parents and, like, siblings were, like, in front of us in, like, rafts. And so Bubka goes through a rapid and flips, and she literally starts drowning. Like, her life jacket went over her face, and she just started full-on drowning. I had to lift her up and, like, bring her onto a rock and do a little CPR. And dang. Then she stood up, and she was straight up in shock.
Oh, my God. Horrible.
I'm glad you have your lifeguard.
Life.
I know.
Hey, are you lifeguarding?
Yeah.
Right now? Where do you work?
Ridgewood Hills Pool.
Oh.
Beautiful.
That's fantastic.
Oh, so we were going to talk about Instagram in the summertime.
Yes.
It's kind of the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Because
I hate,
there's a lot of standards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're kind of just having a chill at home summer,
you feel bad.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't have enough money to go to, like, Florida and Cuba and Hawaii. Mexico and Hawaii all in 1 month and then do it again the next month. I'm like, God damn, I can't live up to this. Y'all are crazy. Some of the girls in our school are just very rich. We are...
Yeah.
Let me explain our school to listeners who don't go to our school. We have a huge diversity. We have, like... 35% poverty and then 20% really rich kids. I feel like, but it's all
and
humble
then, like,
about
90% it. 90% straight hicks.
Yeah. They're all humble about it because most of the rich kids are hicks, or it's just because their parents have stuff in town. Mm-hmm. Because we have a very family oriented school, because many of the kids at our school, their parents went to that school,
mm-hmm,
and
that's true.
And their parents went to our school, and, you know, so on and so forth. So it's pretty wild. But anyways, they go on a lot of trips. And
yeah.
It's embarrassing. Makes me upset.
Yeah. Because it's just, like, also, like, I feel like Instagram is also just, if you're not even at our school, but, like, in the summer you have to have, like, cute backgrounds in these certain filters and, like, a perfect bikini pic and blah blah blah. It's so annoying. And, like, in the winter everyone looks cute as fuck and there's no standards because you're literally in sweaters.
That's true.
And there's no special backgrounds unless it's, like, snow.
Plus, everyone's, like, at home, so no one's doing anything extremely extraordinary.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy, nothing wild.
Yeah.
It's good, it's good.
I mean, it's cool to see what your people are doing.
But, like, also, that's what you only see. Like, you don't know, or you don't know what they're, like, doing for real.
Yeah.
Like, in their actual life. They're just going on trips, and that's all they post about.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's just a mess.
Why did you just make a hamburger? Well, should we wrap this up?
Yeah. Here, what if I did this for college?
That'd be
cool. I'm gonna get this U.S. map tapestry, and then I'm gonna draw, like, paint in the states that I've been to in different trips.
That would be so cool.
You know?
Cool.
So, like, fly. Like, I do, draw, like, a little airplane, and then dot, dot, dots. It'd be kind of hard to paint, but it'd be fun to do, like, that first week.
Are you trying to go to all 50 states?
Kinda, yeah.
That'd be fun. What have you not been to yet?
Let's see. Well, we figured out that in the last year, I've been in 9 different states.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I've been in 2.
Are you? Do you count the ones you drive through?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've been through 6 this summer.
I think I've been to 5.
I've been to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've been to 3.
And then I'll go to Arizona, so I'll have
from our road 6. Trip. Wait, what other one did you go into?
What do you mean? We went through 5 of them.
No, we only went through 4.
No.
We went Colorado, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Colorado, Wyoming. Oh, yeah, 5. So you counted Colorado.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I did. I didn't mean to count Colorado.
Gotcha.
But, so 6 states. Oh! Now I need to count all the states I've been in.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
That's terrifying.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, we'll wrap this up.
All right. Well, thank you, Sophia and Kalia, for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
For a post-senior photo hangout session.
It was good. It was very good. We got some nice-ass photos of them. They're graduating, and we're heading off to college.
Yeehaw.
What a good time.
Yeehaw.
What a
sad time.
Well, do we have any advice for our listeners?
Don't stay in school, kids.
Don't.
Strip.
Strip.
Do something extraordinary at graduation.
Yeah, you'll remember it more.
Yeah.
Pre, post, during, whatever you want. However you're feeling. Do something wild.
Grandmas are adorable.
Grandmas really are.
I love.
Freaking crazy.
And the great crazy grandmas are the funnest.
Diane, dude.
Bubba,
God
dude.
Love Diane, dude.
God bless her heart.
God bless her heart. My grandma is wild. Anyways, thanks for listening.
Deuces.
Deuce.
Over and out.